Hi everyone, I'm Gianobbe Folchi, Special Racial Research Manager, and welcome to this new episode of Geopolitical Report Podcast, a series of podcasts organized and developed by Special Racial. Today I want to discuss with you the recent news coming from Turkish and Russian sources regarding a possible Ukrainian cooperation with Ayahtari Hasham, a terrorist organization which operates in Syria. Several Turkish sources, first among all I can cite Aydınlık, reported the information that in June 2024 a Ukrainian delegation went to Idlib and met the representative of Ayahtari Hasham, which is a terrorist organization operating in Syria and fighting against Russian forces, Syrian forces, and also the international coalition forces led by the United States. The Turkish newspaper Aydınlık cited as a main source Lekolin News. Lekolin is a portal which belongs or is close to the Kurdish PKK. Turkish sources underline the fact that the Ukrainian forces are working, operating or cooperating not only with Ayahtari Hasham but also with the PKK and Kurdish forces in Syria. What is important is that, according to these sources, according also to what Lekolin reported and documented, they say that Ukraine went to Idlib in June to sign a deal with Ayahtari Hasham. The Ukrainian offer was to provide 75 drones and intelligence support to the terrorist organization in exchange of a number of Chechens and Georgian militants which are held in prison by the HTS. Since Ukrainian forces are losing a lot of military soldiers on the ground in a conflict against Russia, and since also among the Ukrainian forces, among the international legions, there are several North Caucasian or Caucasian fighters under the rank of Kiev who are fighting against the Russian forces, probably it is an attempt also to increase the members of this international legion and use the experience in guerrilla warfare that these fighters have developed inside the Middle East and against Russia. This is an interesting information, first of all, because it confirms the fact, even though it is not solid intelligence and we do not have other sources which can confirm or deny this piece of information, although also the Minister of Defense of Russia reported in its narrative, in its daily bulletin, this information. What we can say is that it is an attempt in Ukraine to open different fronts against Russia. If we remember well, after the beginning Ukraine conflict in February 2022, Kiev pushed several times to Tbilisi and asked Tbilisi to open a second front in Russia just to diverge and the Russian military forces on different battleground. We have another piece of information sources regarding the fact that Ukraine supported the Tuareg rebels with intelligence, also providing drones to fight against the Wagner mercenaries in the Sahel. For this reason, there was a diplomatic scandal between Mali and other Sahelian countries with Ukraine, because particularly Mali accused Ukraine of supporting the Tuareg and caused the death not only of Wagner mercenaries, of Wagner contractors, but also Malian forces. This is not the first time, if we go back to the main information regarding the possible cooperation between Ukraine and Ayahtari Hasham. This is not the first information regarding a possible cooperation between Ukrainian forces or Ukrainian representatives with a terrorist organization operating in Syria. Indeed, in January 2023, also Special Eurasia reported and cited different sources regarding the meeting between The leader of Ajnad al Kafkas, Rustam Hajiev, known with the nom de guerre Abdul Hakim al Shishani, with Ahmed Zakhayev in Kiev, and other members of the Chechen battalions which are fighting in the rank of Ukrainian forces. The meeting was organized also to check to see if a member of the Ajnad al-Kafkas and also its leader could support Ukraine in the fight against Russian forces in Ukraine conflict. The main question now is that if it is legit for Ukraine to open different frontiers and also to engage with the terrorist organization or militant groups which operate in North Africa, in the Sahel, in the Middle East, and also if this is acceptable also for the main support of Ukraine, the United States, and the European Union. We reported before several times that, for instance, in Germany, but also in Belgium, in general in Europe, some people, some militants, alleged militants or terrorists were arrested by police force and they reached the Europe thanks to Ukraine, crossing Ukraine. For instance, there were the case of Central Asian citizens arrested in Germany and because of the, because linked with Islamic State, because they were organizing terrorist attacks against civilians and civilian target. So now the question is, if Ukraine has become, because of the conflict, because Kiev is trying to put more human sources on the ground, it has become you know, a training ground for terrorist organization and has become also a target of terrorist organization. If we consider that since the beginning of the Ukraine conflict, as we document in our book regarding the jihadist propaganda, also in our reports, it is clear that several terrorist groups are promoting this conflict, first of all, as an opportunity to see the destruction of their enemies, the West and Russia, but also as an opportunity to send their foreign fighters in Ukraine among the international legion to fight there, to acquire skills in guerrilla warfare, and also to use the Ukrainian soil as a bridge to Europe. So the question is, if Ukraine also can guarantee security and the control of its territory, also the cooperation with this group. I should remind you, I should repeat that we do not have other intelligence, outside intelligence, other sources which can confirm this meeting occurring in June. We are citing Turkish sources, so a Kurdish portal, and we are citing some Russian sources about this information. What is clear is that we should investigate more on what is happening, particularly regarding the possible cooperation of Ukraine with member of a terrorist organization or militant groups, to avoid that Ukraine will really become a paradise or a hotspot for terrorist organization. Thanks for your attention. I hope you enjoy our podcast. I see you later. Bye bye.